What turns a regular person into a monster, a demon, a war criminal, or maybe just that guy in the office who snapped one day? Psychology has a name for it, the Lucifer Effect. And trust me, metal understood it way before science did. Welcome to Metal Mind. Today's episode, the Lucifer Effect. The Lucifer Effect comes from Dr. Philip Zimbardo. Yeah, the same guy behind Stanford Prison Experiment. He wanted to see what happens when normal people are given power and permission to dominate others. The results? Straight up disturbing. Students were assigned roles, guards and prisoners. No real crimes, no real danger, just imagination and uniforms. Within days, the guards turned sadistic, abusive, dehumanizing. One prisoner had a mental breakdown, and Zimbardo, he let it continue until his girlfriend called him out. What the experiment revealed was brutal. Evil isn't rare, it's human. And if you twist the environment just enough, anyone can break. That idea? It's all over metal music from Slayer. I'll show you what I've known all this time. To Exodus. There is no law when worlds collide. Deliver us to evil when God has died. To Dimmu Borgir. The battle rages on and on. Fueled by the venom of hatred for man. Consistently without the eyes to see. For those who revel in silver. Zimbardo says it's not just about bad apples, it's the whole rotten barrel. The system, the culture, sound familiar? Metal has been screaming about systematic evil for decades, from government, to religion, to war. But here's the twist, while psychology explains how we fall, metal gives us the antidote. Rebellion, awareness, rage with purpose, it's not about turning evil. It's about resisting it. The Lucifer Effect shows us that darkness lives in all of us, but metal reminds us that we can harness it and fight back.